This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
An increase in the unemployment rate of 0.1 percentage point to 4.5%. Non-farm payrolls increased by 4,500 in August based on preliminary data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Richland celebrated the start of the fall semester with a picnic to welcome back students. Community members, students, faculty, and families were in attendance. The picnic was outside Bistro 537 restaurant. For a photo gallery of the picnic and more stories, podcast.
A final royal procession for the Queen. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. With King Charles walking right behind a carriage, wheeling Queen Elizabeth's coffin away from her funeral. That was at Westminster Abbey in London, the place she was crowned and later married.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
That's British Prime Minister Liz Truss in front of thousands gathered at the service. Here's Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby.
All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can with her say, we will meet again.
There will be a private service next at Windsor Castle, then the Queen will be laid to rest. President Biden, among the world leaders attending the funeral last night, he told CBS 60 Minutes the pandemic is over, though COVID still remains a problem. And he was asked if China attacked Taiwan, would U.S. troops get involved?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
So unlike Ukraine, to be clear, sir, U.S. forces, U.S. men and women would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion.
Yes.
More buses of migrants arrived this morning in New York City, sent from Texas by Republican Governor Greg Abbott in protest of Biden border policies he blames for a surge of migrants coming here illegally. He has sent thousands to Chicago, Washington, D.C., and New York. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis sent flights to Massachusetts. Democratic Mayor of New York Eric Adams says they
just wanted to use this political ploy instead of understanding these are people, these are families, these are human beings.
Another hurricane's hammering Puerto Rico. Fiona's knocked out power, caused flooding, dumping more than 2 feet of rain in some areas. The Dominican Republic also getting hit. Then Fiona is forecast to turn north and east away from the U.S. America's listening to Fox News.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation's 9/11 Never Forget mobile exhibit is a tribute to all who lost their lives on 9/11 or from 9/11 related illnesses. It's a high-tech tractor trailer that transforms into a museum to educate people of all ages about America's darkest day. The mobile exhibit has traveled across the country and has welcomed over 600,000 people. Visit it in a city near you. Do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The midterm elections are 50 days away, and abortion remains a big issue after the Supreme Court undid a woman's federal legal right, letting states ban or regulate the procedure. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is pushing a federal law banning abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. He's telling Fox News Sunday,
it puts us in line with France is at 12 weeks, Germany, England is at 14 weeks.
Democrats have said such a GOP-backed pivot was expected and heightens worries over the rollback of other rights, same-sex marriage and contraception, if Republicans win midterm majorities. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, court fights continue in several states, putting abortion bans in limbo. On Wall Street, stocks may fall again, adding to last week's big sell-off. Dow futures down close to 300 points. In the NFL, some big comebacks.
Two into the end zone. Caught for the touchdown! Caught for the touchdown! Waddle! Miami has taken the lead!
The Dolphins rallied from down 21 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Ravens in Baltimore 42-38 on CBS. Arizona was down by 20, then stormed back to beat Las Vegas in overtime 29-23. The New York Jets scored twice in the final 2 minutes to stun Cleveland 31-30. There was no comeback, though, last night. Green Bay beat Chicago 27-10. In baseball,
deep to left. There it goes. He's run away from Ruth. The game on Yes Network, Aaron Judge with two more home runs Sunday, hitting number 58 of the season in the third inning, and then going deep again in the seventh. Number 59 leaves Judge two home runs shy of Roger Maris's American League record.
Fox's Tim McMaster. Judge would have to hit 14 more homers in the last 16 games to tie Barry Bonds' Major League record for a season. The Yankees won the game, beating Milwaukee 12-8, increasing New York's lead in the AL East division race. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Time to gear up for fall at Sloan's with some terrific offers on John Deere lawn tractors. Get 4.9% for 60 months on S200 series mowers. X3s, 5s, and 7s come with 1.9% for 48 months. Fall in love with a Sloan deal too good to pass up. 4.9 for 60 months and 1.9 for 48 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan implement for details. Offer ends 10/28/22. How will you make the most of your mow? Find out at Sloan's. Powered up with Sloan's.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today, we've got a slight chance of rain yet this morning, maybe some thunderstorms for a little bit longer. After that, partly sunny, high near 84. For tonight, mostly clear, low around 67. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 68 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome. We got an action-packed hour. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf will be with us. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus Dr. Juanita Morris taking the Queen's coffin for a final tour of London. Watching all this unfold is just unbelievable. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, you watch this stuff, and it occurs to me that we don't have nearly enough costumes here in the United States of America.
Oh, yeah, we do, man.
No, we don't. We don't have anything that looks like this.
Oh, nothing. You're talking about the sanctioned stuff?
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm talking about if you look at just sort of what's happening, and it's been live all morning, the state funeral of Queen Elizabeth II, and you look at the pomp and the circumstance and the uniforms and the costumes, what look like costumes to us.
And the crowns and the jewels.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big thing that we kind of, I think, because we didn't want that anymore, we said, no, we're not going to do that. We didn't really, you know, we said no to royalty.
I've never said no to jewels, but, you know.
I don't think you'd wear that crown that's sitting on top of that car.
No.
This is the biggest security undertaking, like, in the history of human beings.
Aren't
what's happening?
Like 500 dignitaries from different countries?
All over the world. There were world famous stars that stood in queue, as they say there, for 11 hours to see the casket yesterday in London, including like David Beckham. I mean, stood in line. There was no front of the line. They didn't get any VIP. Stood in line for 11 hours.
Wow.
And you think about, yeah, all the world leaders are there. There's the crown as we see it. And the colors, the headgear, the hats.
Even the draping on a coffin,
yeah,
is beautiful.
Mm-hmm. More people will watch this than any single thing in our lifetime.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And they'll watch it in a lot of different ways. Maybe even looking for that live tour on YouTube. They'll run across it. And it is an amazing thing to me. I was looking at all the headlines. Drudge had a picture of all the dailies in England. You know, the Star, the Mirror, the Sun, the Daily Mail, the Daily Express, the Times. You know, and they all had their own take on it. Several of them used the same picture, which is always odd to me. Like when people land on like, oh, I love this picture. And I was reminded Daniel Craig did an interview on one of the late shows right before she died. And do you remember in the Olympics that were held in London, they did the James Bond skit with the Queen, where Daniel Craig.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah, they filmed at Buckingham Palace and then parachuted in, you know, the whole thing. And he said that they were getting ready to take a picture with like the royal photographer. And she looked over at Daniel Craig and she said, "Oh, he's the one that never smiles. Great."
I just loved her. I really did.
You know, I'm not sure everyone did, but they do today. Yeah. You know, I mean, the Star's headline was Kingdom United, happy and glorious. God bless our last farewell. Glorious is a big word there, evidently, Queen. If you watch that Netflix show, and that's about as deep as our understanding goes here in America as far as royalty. You know, and everybody loved Princess Diana, and I get that. But that woman, you know, in her mid-20s, having all of this.
Can you imagine?
No, an entire lifetime of just sort of this is going to be the prison you live in.
And when she, you know, assumed her role, the Queen was a lot more powerful in reality, which... Just jump into that. Wow.
Yeah. And I know that, that today it's sort of like our version of Dallas, and we got all the drama and Harry and Meghan and all of that.
It was probably all there before. We just didn't see it play out.
Oh, I'm quite certain that is the case, right? Mm-hmm. But do you know, I was looking at, they call it The Firm. By the way, that name around a lot longer than the book and the movie with Tom Cruise, established by a king long ago. It's like the nickname for sort of the royalty and the family. $23 billion.
Wow.
They own most of England. Land, huge neighborhoods. Prince Charles and the kid both became billionaires over the last 3 days.
Wow. I don't think that's going to happen to us.
No, it's not. But I don't know that I'd trade, to be honest with you, you know, all of that.
I'll keep my little life in Decatur.
Well, I mean, you think about the trappings. I mean, you know what it's like just to serve as mayor of Decatur. You got to be the face. You got to be the voice. You got to be at everything. If you're not at everything, people want to know why you weren't there. I mean, the responsibility of a part-time, you know, mayor's office versus the face of a nation. And
at
25, all of that is put on your shoulders. And
in the meantime, she's having children.
Yeah. And you know, 70 years and grandchildren and the corgis and the horses. And by the way, the original horse whisperer, do you know the guy who's that movie and book was based on? Dear, dear friends with the Queen on a personal level. That American cowboy from California is there at that funeral today because of their love for horses and their personal friendship. She always sort of felt like she had that side to her. That's why we liked her, right? Yeah,
absolutely. Just an incredible leader who is there for service.
70 years. I mean, that's just...
It's a really long time.
It makes your, like, couple of terms, you know, seems, you know, hey, run 6, 7, 8, 10, 50 times more and serve in that capacity. Unbelievable. All right. So, but there's a lot of costumes.
Yeah. It's pomp and circumstance to the max.
Nick, are you a Broadway fan?
Not in particular. I'm not anti it. It's not a big focus of mine.
I everything I'm looking at sort of seems like a Gilbert and Sullivan sort of, you know what I mean? A lot of uniforms, a lot of flags, and they got some big hats, man. I mean, that those guys, you know, the royal whatever, you know, with the big black hats, those look heavy.
The Royal Guard?
Yeah. They get hot, too.
I'd think rain would be even worse. All right, taking the final trip around London. There were expected to be millions and millions of people who landed in London to be a part of this just from afar or standing, you know, 5-6 deep along this entire route, which is pretty amazing when you think about it.
I talked to a lady. She is the wife of a former mayor from Muskoda, and they had just gotten back from London and were there when the Queen passed. She had grown up in London. She attended the Queen's coronation when she was 13 and then was there when the Queen. I'm like, did you tell your local news media? Because that's a really cool story. Yeah, she said she and her sister missed the last train back to their village, and it was like 9 miles away, and they got in big trouble when they got home for being late.
That's amazing.
It's cool.
We'd like to talk to you.
I know.
All right. What's going on in your world? It was a busy weekend here in Decatur. I know you were up in Chicago giving up your crown, and we'll get to that. But we had a great weekend. I wanted to just mention to folks, you can check out the photo galleries at Nauticator.com or on our social media. Start with Pride Fest, really well attended and a great time had by all. Excuse me. I saw Councilman Horn was there, I think, with an official proclamation.
Probably. The city did an official proclamation probably, I don't think we read it. We did read it at the last council meeting.
Okay.
So, but yeah, they came and we've done that two or three times. They didn't have Pride Fest for a couple of years because of COVID. So, yeah, he was there on behalf of the city, which was great, and great weather for it.
Yeah. So you can check out the photos there. And it was, I thought it was nice that the hate and some of the stuff that was attached to that on social media did not manifest itself physically.
And you always have to be concerned about that. I mean, we had numerous conversations with people who were A, upset it was going to happen, B, and the same.
What is, I mean, this isn't something new.
No, it's not new and it's not unique to Decatur. I think the actual Pride Day nationally is at a different time of
the
year.
It's in June.
But ours has always been, you know,
in September.
They've done it that many times, but in the fall. And so, you know, there was a lot of, there were people who were concerned. There were people who wanted me to stop it. And, you know,
Brian. Walk me through that.
Okay.
People who wanted you to stop it. What does that mean?
Well, that they did not want the city to host this event. The city isn't hosting the event.
Okay.
We were not a sponsor of the event. And they weren't doing anything that violated any city ordinance, state law. And I had one person say, well, then what violates the state law? If I get, you know, a bunch of beautiful women in bikinis and, you know, lingerie to parade in Fairview Park, is that allowed?
And that was somebody's actual question?
Yes. And I said, you know, here's what I know that would be violating an ordinance.
We'll sponsor that, by the way, if you want to reach out.
But you can't have open consumption in a park without getting a permit. That has to go get an official action. You can't, although smoking pot is legal in the state of Illinois, you cannot smoke pot in a city park or in a public place. That's illegal. Those are things that are illegal. If we were to say you're not having this event and shut it down,
but why? I mean, you could go to Fairview Park on any given weekend throughout you know spring all the way into late fall, and somebody's having a family reunion or there's an event going on. Why is this event any different?
Well, I think there was a fear factor that got blown out of proportion on social media.
Holy cow, yeah. Really?
Shocking, yeah. I know. But, you know, I think the imaginations of people were running wild.
But why is it always around this?
Because it can be.
Okay. If a church group, you know, gets together and wants to have a picnic in Fairview Park at Pavilion Number 1. Is it okay for me just to assume they're part of this Christian nationalism and far right alt crap, and we ought to like demand that they start paying taxes?
There are rights that individuals have. You know, you have a right to assemble, you have a right to free speech, you have a right to
have a day that celebrates people for who they are and what they are and doesn't hurt a soul.
And don't go if you don't. Just don't go if it's bothering you.
Totally agree. I just don't understand people I know. People that I know, former mayor, stirring the pot on this one. It's hard for me to believe.
I got that email too. So.
Well, no, I don't get it.
Well, and then some of the, you know, we heard from some participants that were actually in fear that something was going to happen. And I have to be honest, I was concerned. You know, and we had one individual who said, you know, I think we should bring in the FBI. And I think that was tamped down. But, you know, our police officers and the park police were all very much, you know, aware. And
well, the park district did a great job on Saturday, sort of setting the tone when you drove into the park that it was going to be a safe space for people. And I will tell you, there was none of this anxiety at the event. Everybody was having a great time. Well, it was a lot of fun.
Can you imagine the lawsuits that would have been filed against the city and the park district?
I know.
You know, and that would have been, you know,
I just, I do not understand in 2022 how we are still like, I don't get it. I really don't. And the hateful people out there that do this stuff, I don't know what your end game is. I don't know what you're afraid of. I don't know why it is that this engenders so much, you know, in the way of just bad behavior.
Well, you know, I think it's things that get blown out of proportion. And it's so much easier for that to happen with social media, and then people take it as fact.
I don't, when you say blown out of proportion, I mean, to me, it's like, no, you're just making stuff up. You're not blowing anything out of proportion. You're just absolutely making it up.
Yes.
I mean, it was 1969 when the Stonewall riots happened. You know?
Wow.
Come on. It's 2022. Let's take a breath. Kudos to all those involved. And here's the thing that I don't get about this. People have evolved on this issue. In the last 26 years of doing this show, it has changed. There were politicians that wouldn't come anywhere near this in 1996. There were politicians, including Barack Obama, that wouldn't go near this, you know, in the early 2000s. But here we are. And I noticed Memorial, Healthcare, Caterpillar. I mean, there were major sponsors of this event. There were Caterpillar booth had a Caterpillar booth with a cat flag in rainbow colors at this thing. You can be heard all day long about this, but Kat has said to their own employees, we support you as human beings.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I even got some messages that people were angry about who was sponsoring it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I'm telling you that you know this, that people have moved on in the world globally about this. People have said to their own employees, even large corporations, we're going to support our people. And our people include these people.
Yes.
So I'm sorry you had to go through all that.
Well, you know, it's...
And I'm sorry the people that were threatened.
Sometimes I am very sorry that people felt threatened or fearful. And sometimes people just don't understand what the limits are and what the limits of city government.
Why would you want city government cracking down on people celebrating life? Like, well, listen, you know what I want city government to do? Actually go out and arrest criminals.
That would be a good idea.
Let's focus on that, you know, or pave roads.
We're working on it.
I know you are.
I went through a lot of construction.
All right. Day. What's the latest going on? You got a council meeting tonight?
We do. And we are hope to approve a measure to have Sunday bus service, which currently we don't have, which if you've got to get to a job, or let's say you only have one day off a week and you need to get your shopping done and you don't have a car, it's really hard to get to Walmart. You've got to depend on somebody else if that's your day to do it. So we're going to try this for, I think it's a year.
Can I ask the obvious question without sounding like these people on Facebook? You know, most people see buses go by and there's not a lot of people on them.
Yes.
Right? Now, I know like at you know, high schools, you know, the high schools use it, so it's busy around, you know, 3:30 or whatever. Do we have any idea what the ridership is?
Yes, and I don't have that off the top of my head, but we have been studying the ridership and where routes make more sense. Like currently, Brian, if you work third shift and you're depending on a bus, you can't get there and get home on a bus. So we need to really look at what's happening with employees and employers and how do we make that work?
Okay. And here's my question. Mm-hmm. In a day and age of Uber, in a day and age of technology, would it not be more cost effective to be able to get people transportation without paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for buses and then hundreds of thousands of dollars in maintenance and then salaries and insurance and all of that? Could we not get people from point A to point B in a much more cost-effective way?
We are always looking at ways to be more efficient. And, you know, you're right. I mean, I see the trolleys, and the trolleys are being much better utilized than they were. Because
it's great that they can go past the original parameters.
Exactly.
Yes.
So thankfully, because that used to just make me crazy, is watch the trolley drive around through downtown with nobody ever on it. Maybe once in a while a grandpa with a, you know, seven-year-old, but that was about it. And that just seems so incredibly wasteful. But we are able to put those to other uses. I don't think we can rent them out for weddings or anything, but we can, you know, make alternate routes and make it more
plausible. I'm just saying, if the goal is to get people to point A to point B, and I think that's great, and Sunday, whatever, wouldn't there just be other ways? I mean, we're not mass transit. I mean, we don't live in a community that's ever been large number of people doing mass transit. It's not a big city.
It is not, but if you need transportation, we don't have as many neighborhood grocery stores as we did.
I get that.
And so if you've got to get to the store, you've got to get to work.
Yes, but wouldn't it be cheaper to go $8 at a time?
I have no idea. And I mean, there are things to look at. You mentioned Uber and Lyft and those. We don't have a great number of those yet indicated.
Well, maybe there would be though.
Possibly.
Could this be the alternative of like where people could earn extra income by getting people to point A to point B and the city did some sort of voucher system? I realize this is a big conversation, but I do not believe that the vast majority of the time, just based on my own anecdotal evidence, I see the buses rolling across Lost Bridge Road or I see the buses, they're empty.
Well, there are not. And there are peak times that, you know, for example, we've got a lot of people who live in group homes to get to MRI, to get to their work. I mean, and trying to, like, if you look at the employment issue, like trying to do all night bus service or really late. Okay, well, we've got employers. We have a cluster here, but if you've got, it's a big stretch between Fuyao and ADM
I would like to see the math on just how many riders, take out the high school, because that's a whole, I mean, I don't know.
That could be a different conversation.
Right. I mean, but, you know, outside of like, you know, Eisenhower, MacArthur, you know, what is the yearly, you know, not the same people counted over and over again, the unique individuals using mass transit versus the cost of mass transit. It would be interesting to me to know what that number comes down to per person.
I think we could probably get to that.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, and then you start there and you go, okay, is there a better way to do that? I'm not saying get rid of transportation.
This is government talking.
Yeah.
You're thinking creatively and what makes sense. Government is based on how they set it up. And buses are funded by the federal government and state government. So if you don't do it their way, you don't have the resources.
To do what?
To transport those people. So we don't have that $8 a ride.
Okay, but you're saying all of it's federally funded. The salaries, the maintenance, the upkeep, the gasoline.
The vast majority. I mean, people pay fares. And I've for years said, why are we taking the people in most need and charging them fares?
What are we charging to get on a bus these days?
Right. I have no idea.
Okay.
Dollar and a half. I don't know. All right. But and some may have vouchers. But the people who need it the most are the ones that we're charging. And we didn't charge all through COVID. We only recently reinstated the bus fares. And so part of it is that I think you have to put up a certain percentage of money to get your match or get, you know, the funding in from the feds. But it's complicated and it's not as easy as just saying, well, we're going to stop this, but you don't have the money then to do it.
Yeah. I just think we really as a country, because this isn't, you know, any different than Springfield or anywhere else. It isn't something unique to Decatur.
But like in Champaign, it's tons of students, but employees take the buses in Champaign. We don't do that here.
No, we don't. But you got to have public transportation.
Yes.
Completely for that idea. But is there a better, smarter, greener way to do transportation than just gigantic buses?
Yes.
I mean, because I don't know what they hold. How many people do you have any idea?
I don't know.
I was on one a couple of years ago. Did sort of a tour around things.
When we got our new buses in, the first ones in, and they're nice.
Yeah.
You know, and they're in good shape. And those were funded by a grant from the federal government. And our buses were past their lifetime by like a lot.
Okay. I'm telling you, there's a better idea out there on this.
I agree. There probably is.
That could put people to work.
You bet. I'm all for it.
All right. What else is going on? Anything on this laundromat, sit and spin, whatever the hell it's called?
I don't think that's on the agenda for tonight. And it's one of those things that the owners of the property have reached out. They want to have meetings with councilmen to basically explain this is why we need to do this. And so I think that's going to be a heavy lift.
Okay. So nothing's changed on that front. All right. Anything else we need to talk about before we let you go?
Well, I was telling you off the air that ended my years, the Illinois Municipal League president.
Yeah. No queen here. She only had to do a year.
I would have opted in for several.
Who took over the reins?
Mayor Kathy Adusi from River Forest.
Okay.
So we alternate, the southern part of the state, central part of the state, northern part. She's covering the northern part every year. So it rotates so that
that's good.
Because it'd be really easy to just be swallowed up by Chicago. But they've set it up in this way so that the voices also come from
the
southern
fantastic because most associations don't do that, right? It's a one-way street. It's like, we're not coming to Bloomington. We're in Chicago. Well, you expect us to come to Chicago for everything. Mm-hmm. You should come down here.
And, you know, I mean, I came after the mayor of Vandalia. So it was,
there you go.
And you can bet most of those Chicago mayors haven't been to Vandalia before. And many of them hadn't been to Decatur in a long time when we got to bring them here.
Couple photo galleries for you. Literally Pride Fest from Saturday. A bearded dragon in a cowboy hat. That was my favorite picture. There's a skateboard tournament that was going on. We just bumped into car show. Richland had their 50th anniversary picnic for all their students and the Arts in Central Park. All of that on Decatur.com. It was a great weekend of activities.
Perfect weather too.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf. We appreciate you. We'll be back with more after news. Topper coming up next.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The ADM Cares program teamed up with Decatur Block by Block to take part in a neighborhood revitalization project in the Johns Hill neighborhood. Five houses received upgrades in landscaping, painting, and outdoor home repairs. Block by Block is a nonprofit organization focused on revitalizing neighborhoods with community engagement and private investment. Check out a video of the cleanup at nowdecatur.com. The FBI is warning of a new scam targeting Illinois residents. The cyber scam starts with your computer locking up, followed by a pop-up on the screen claiming the computer has been hacked. The pop-up contains a phone number. When you dial it, it leads to scammers claiming to be from a bank or the Social Security Administration. Officials say if you see the pop-up, disconnect your computer from the internet immediately and turn off your Wi-Fi. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
Karen McHugh. Inside London's historic Westminster Abbey, the Archbishop of Canterbury reflects on the life of Queen Elizabeth II.
Service in life, hope in death. All who follow the Queen's example and inspiration of trust and faith in God can with her say, we will meet again.
Justin Welby, the funeral for Britain's longest reigning monarch, now ended with leaders from around the world, including President Biden, in attendance. Will he or won't he seek a second term? The president says,
my intention, as I said to begin with, is that I would run again. But it's just an intention. But is it a firm decision that I run again? That remains to be seen.
President Biden last night on CBS's 60 Minutes. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jeff Ropp with Elwyn Tree Farm, and this is my John Deere. We sell trees to the wholesale and the retail market both. I have never not known the Sloan family. You know, we've bought tractors from them for years and years. We broke a hydraulic coupler on a Saturday at about noon, and they didn't have the part in stock, so we ended up taking one off of another machine so that my machine would be running on Monday instead of figuring out what we're going to do on Monday morning. And that is why I think Sloan's first.
Stop in for an oil change at Speed Lube using Pennzoil Platinum or Pennzoil Ultra Platinum full synthetic motor oil as you earn a $25 gift card. Pennzoil synthetic motor oil with Purpose Plus technology is the first of its kind. Made from natural gas and designed for complete protection. Fuel your passion. Protect your engine with Pennzoil Platinum or Pennzoil Ultra Platinum full synthetic motor oil. Visit one of Speed Lube's 6 Decatur locations or in Lincoln or Clinton to get your platinum oil change today at Speed Lube. Offer ends October 31st. See Pennzoil.com/rewards for promotion details.
Here is Nick Smith in what has turned out to be a pleasant morning in downtown Decatur. He's got your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Yeah, today is going to be partly sunny with a high near 84, and tonight mostly clear with a low around 67. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 92, and for Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 70 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with the NFL.
You know, after the first week, you don't know what you've seen, and you want to jump to conclusions and make some proclamations, and yet it's too dangerous to do after week one, and I almost feel the exact same way after week two. I'm not sure what I saw yesterday, but I watched a good deal of it. Comebacks galore, that's for sure, and some really interesting individual performances, and then the Bears in a familiar position looking bad against the Packers. First of all, what the Miami Dolphins did was pretty crazy. They're down 21 to the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth quarter and stormed back and won 42-38. Their quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, was spectacular. 469 yards, 6 touchdown passes, 72% completion against a Ravens defense that is thought to be pretty good. I don't think anybody could duplicate that moving forward, but gee whiz, that was eye-opening yesterday. The Cleveland Browns, supposed to be pretty good, are 0-2 after blowing a 2-touchdown lead in the final 2 minutes. The Jets, led by Joe Flacco, rallied to win 31-30. The Arizona Cardinals trailed the Raiders 20-0 at the half, came back to win 29-23 in overtime thanks to a game-ending 59-yard fumble return and some crazy late-game quarterback play by Kyler Murray. He was really good late in that game. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 2-0, and that's quite an accomplishment given their injuries and how they have played. They have a really good defense. They beat the Saints 20-10 yesterday. Tampa's offense has scored 2 touchdowns in 2 games. Tom Brady wasn't real good yesterday, and he was almost maniacal with his screaming and temper tantrums. Most of his receivers are hurt, which will make you scream. And now everyone is chiming in on his personal life, which can't be fun because that's now coming at him from every direction. But, hey, they're 2-0 with Green Bay coming to town this coming Sunday. And speaking of Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers carved up the Bears as usual, 27-10 win. But it was really their running game that was so impressive in my view. They just ran right over the top of the Bears. Some of the worst tackling you've ever seen. Anyone not named David Montgomery was pretty awful for the Bears. You know, I don't know what to make of them either, because week one, you know, they had a pretty good go of it against the 49ers, and you had a good feeling about them, and completely the opposite feeling yesterday. Week three, Lovie Smith and Houston coming to Chicago for his reunion. We'll see how we feel about things after week three.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll do a little Major League Baseball storylines down the stretch with Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, I'm Dave Kuczynski, CEO of Investment Planners and IPI Wealth Management. At IPI, integrity and ensuring significance and peace of mind are the key to the way we do business. Our clients trust us to take care of their investments, and it is our responsibility to work with business partners that will help us do just that. First National Bank is one of those partners. FNB's quality service and 2 Decatur branches provide us the stability we need to accomplish our mission. Thanks, FNB.
First National Bank, member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, baseball.
Well, there are some terrific stories playing out in the final 3 weeks of the Major League Baseball regular season, including tight races in the National League East, where the Mets and the Braves are going at it, and possibly in the American League Central, depending on what the White Sox can do today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, playing head-to-head against division-leading Cleveland. And then the individual stories are highlighted by Albert Pujols' quest to reach 700 career home runs, and by the Yankees' Aaron Judge and his attempt to reach 60, 61, and 62 home runs this season, which, if he pulls it off, would make him the single-season home run king in American League history. He made a dramatic move yesterday when he went 4-for-5 with home runs number 58 and 59. He has 16 games to go to make his bit of history, starting tomorrow against Pittsburgh. As for Albert, he hit home run number 698 on Friday night in a dramatic 6-5 win over Cincinnati. I think the thing that Albert's done, which is maybe more impressive than any of the individual home runs or the RBIs, which those totals are way above expectations, is that so many of his home runs and hits have been big big moments in games. They've been important moments in games. They haven't been like afterthought solo home run when they're already leading 8-2. A lot of them have been critical to whether or not they can win a game. That's really been impressive to me. The Cardinals have 14 games to go starting tomorrow night when they open an 8-game road trip in San Diego. Here's what's puzzling about the Cardinals. Their lineup can look so strong and deep with hitting and power and production from top to bottom. And then there pops up a game like yesterday when they managed two singles and got shut out 3-0 by the Reds and a starting pitcher, Luis Sessa, that most people have never heard of. It doesn't matter now. But those are the games that you want to avoid those at all costs in the postseason. This is going to be a really interesting stretch over the next week plus. 3 in San Diego, 3 in Los Angeles against the Dodgers, and 2 in Milwaukee. This is fun stuff for sure, headed down to the final 3 weeks of the season.
All right, my friend, enjoy your day. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. I want to tell you, there's also a video on Natacater.com. The ADM Cares program teamed up with Decatur Block by Block to take part in a neighborhood revitalization project in the Johns Hill neighborhood. 5 houses receiving upgrades and landscaping, painting, and other outdoor home repairs. It's a great video showing you those volunteers in action in the Johns Hill neighborhood. You know, that whole project over there is just magical.
It is a treasure. You drive by, you see that big school on the hill, but you have to look past that beautiful baseball diamond that's being used, and you know everything around it. It's
and just now great. Just into the mm-hmm. neighborhood more and more and more. And kudos to ADM Cares. There's a video on Natacater.com if you'd like to watch that, or on any of our social media as well. Also, second conversation that we had with we had the detective on right last week. This is Mike DeLeon, who's the founder of Steered Straight Inc. This guy speaks to more high school, junior high and high school students than anybody in the United States of America. We had the chance to sit down with him at the YMCA in front of the cameras to talk about the realities of substance abuse, gang involvement, the inevitable consequences of making negative life choices. It was a fascinating conversation. This man has a fascinating life story. One of the more interesting people I've ever interviewed, ever.
Yeah, that's saying something, really.
Well, no, he has a powerful story of abuse and neglect and gangs and drugs. His mother was killed due to his behavior, meaning she was killed as a consequence, as a retaliation for something that he had done in a drug deal. Goes to prison, comes out of prison, and has turned his life into a mission in keeping other people from making those same mistakes. And he has just a powerful message. You can watch the video at Natacater.com. I think. Okay. We're having some issues on the backside of things.
That's all right. When it gets there, I mean, there's a lot to learn, yeah, honestly.
It's a fascinating conversation with a guy who's, man. All right. I watched Thor Love and Thunder over the week.
That did not sound like a that did not sound good. Mm. It sounded very meh.
I would say C+ for the overall movie. Moments of really funny. And a lot, like they kind of lost their way a little bit. Like as good as Ragnarok, I mean, like if you say A+ here.
That was a masterpiece, yeah.
C+ here.
It's still good.
It still sounds like it'd be good. You didn't see, have you ever seen it? I haven't watched it yet. Here's what I think you'll find. Entertaining, worth watching. At the end of it, you didn't feel like you wasted your couple of hours, but kind of flat, kind of misses its mark. When it's funny, really funny, but a lot of kind of you know what I mean? Like, it just feels like we'll do the watered down version of the A+ thing.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah. I mean, you may feel differently. I mean, I didn't give it an F or D. I mean, it wasn't failing.
Yeah.
C+, B-, yes, that area.
C+ is good enough to watch.
No, look, it's fun. Christian Bale is fantastic in it. Because he's such a chameleon, right? Mm-hmm. When the jokes hit, They're funny. There's, let me just give you something that, Luke Hemsworth, Matt Damon, and Melissa McCarthy, along with Sam Neill, make cameos as the actors playing, like Zeus and, which is kind of funny.
Yeah, I was wondering where you're going with that. You said Luke Hemsworth, or is it Luke or Liam?
Luke is the oldest one. Yeah, because you're kind of thinking, man, he looks a little like Thor. Right, yeah, they're brothers. And then there's this whole fight. Industry around.
I'm a big fan of Chris Hemsworth, and obviously,
and the goats are very funny.
The goats. I like Natalie Portman, Chris Hemsworth, and the director Taika Waititi.
There's nothing to dislike.
It's a good combo, yeah.
Sometimes you're just firing on all cylinders, and sometimes not. Russell Crowe, gone to pot. I don't know what happened to that guy.
He's gotten weird off screen.
I'm talking about just the bloat. He is a big fat dude
now. Yeah.
But he's pretty funny.
Okay, good.
In this. And there's some funny stuff. There are some liners and some, one line, that come off like the first one that you love so much. But overall, C+, B-, that's what I'd say. Here's what you should watch, and then we're going to go to the break. There is a thing from the History Channel, which I found on Hulu, and there's a whole series of these. The Men Who Made America. And this one that I watched was about the frontiersmen. There's other categories.
Yep.
And if you grew up kind of reading or learning about Daniel Boone or Davy Crockett or Kit Carson or all those frontiersmen, pretty good series where they reenact it like with actors, but they also have historians that pop in and tell you about. And it's not like what I learned in grade school. It's more like the unvarnished sort of truth of all of that.
Yeah, I learned about that series when they were doing like Rockefeller and more.
Yeah. There's several excellent. Different, mm-hmm. but the frontiersman, if you have kind of a warm spot for that,
nice.
Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
I had not seen this iteration of it, and I'll certainly watch it.
It's on Hulu.
Okay, good.
All right. When we get back here, Dr. Juanita Morris in studios with us here today. We got a $200 winner coming up. Children's Museum will be in, not the whole museum, the director. And they got Duck Derby coming up this weekend.
$200 will get you 40 ducks.
Absolutely.
That's half price.
That's exactly right. I did that online.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Very simple. So very easy. And then a little later today, another political candidate will be in, and we'll talk about with Lisa Smith, who is running for the 96th district spot against Sue Shue. All right. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
HSHS St. Mary's Intensive Care Unit will be right by your side.
Thank you for showing up day in and day out and believing in the health and hope of your patients.
You are unbelievably strong as you look pain and suffering in the face
and fight for every patient you serve.
You fought with him each day, and you treated him with the utmost respect and kindness.
We are forever thankful for your care and commitment.
HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, we're here with you.
Exceed your expectations of what makes a great paint or stain with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains from Menards. Now all 11% off with some of the most advanced technology like enhanced UV resistances, dirt shedding protection, and true one coat coverage paint and primer in one. Finding your perfect paint or stain is easy. Get 11% off everything, including Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Good through September 25th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Nationally recognized, locally invested, Busey Bank is pleased to be named one of America's Best Banks for 2022 by Forbes. A prestigious and humbling honor, Busey is proud to deliver best-in-class service to our valued customers and vibrant communities. Whatever your financial needs, partner with an award-winning team for tailored solutions. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Macon County CASA and Newhoff Media invite you to the third annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
Listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're going back to the 90s.
That's exactly right. All out 90s.
What is this? This is, what's the name of the band?
Counting Crows.
Counting Crows.
Correct.
What happened to them?
Well, they still play around.
Do they?
Yeah.
I bet that guy's like...
Adam Horowitz.
Is it Durowitz or Horowitz?
I don't know.
It's Witz.
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday. By the way, here's a shout out to you. Showtime, American Gigolo, the yeah. series that takes place after the movie with Richard Gere. I watched episode one last night. Seems solid as all get out.
Okay, good. John Bernthal, yes. Big star there. Yep.
So if you take the movie with Richard Gere and what was it, Lauren Hutton, and you reimagine like what happened if he went to jail and then 15 later years in jail got out because they found the real killer and then he goes back to find out what, I mean, it's just, it's solid. And it gives you the backstory. You never understood the Julian K character as Richard Gere. He was just sort of already there. How he got to be there. It's interesting. You look at me like you've never heard about any of this. That went from a look of like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I've never heard of that. Why are you talking about it?
You have a lot of regular guests that do not watch television.
I don't watch
like television. A few of them.
Because they're all busier than I am, evidently.
I don't know about that, but.
Yeah. Anywho, Dr. Juanita Morris joins us. How was your time off?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I hadn't realized it, but, I had not been off in probably two and a half years. And so.
Takes a toll.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it does. Really did. Cause I'm guilty of it. I'm my own worst enemy in this department. So I was happy to see you take some time. What did you guys do?
Everything and nothing.
It's a good combination.
Yeah, spent some time. 19th anniversary in
congratulations.
Florida. Thank you. Thank you very much. 19th anniversary. And then we went to Mississippi and we went to Tennessee and just, I was thrown out the ring for about 6 weeks. So I just figured since I was out anyway,
yeah,
I could go somewhere and travel.
Well, good for you guys. Yeah. I'm happy. I was seeing pictures on Instagram and whatnot. It made me happy knowing that you guys were getting a little bit of a release and recharge. It's yeah. important. We depend on you too much, and you know, come back ready to go. So what are you looking at right now in your life? I mean, you know, school's not back yet, but we're, you know, starting to, well, I mean, it is back, but yeah. just getting back. What's next for the Decatur Leadership Institute? You know, what's next? You're coming off such a great success you had this last year. And this is how you change lives, Nick. You don't change lives thousands at a time. Never happens. You change lives 10 at a time, 5 at a time, yeah. 2 at a time. And that's, to me, the greatest success of DCLIA is that you are literally taking a handful of kids yep. and literally putting them down a path.
Yep.
So what do you do? Like, what are you doing right now to, you know, get the next kids lined up and ready to go?
So right now, I have pulled along a helper because those 1, 2, and 10 are now starting to multiply.
Yep.
And, there's one of me and, we are piloting an evening expedited CNA program and we have students in that right now. So they'll be done before Thanksgiving.
No kidding.
We have second cohort of interpreters that has started and they should be done right around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Cohort one is finishing up their certification. We are launching and going back to, we have a core of about 19 or 20 young folks who are in a leadership piece.
Mm-hmm.
Our retreat is the first Saturday in October, so they can start. We have about 15 or 20 whose tuition is covered through DCLI at Richland. So we have a college student retreat, and that's also that first Saturday. And we're starting to expand programming. So healthcare is expanding, playing around with this entrepreneurship piece that I would love to expand, and then really starting to build up that law enforcement pillar again this year, because we piloted some things last year.
Okay.
And so it's off and running, but it's just a slow
build on the success.
Yeah,
but I mean, listen, I mean this. This is how meaningful change happens, and why if more people leaned in and volunteered their time, you know, we could get so much more done as a society. People think of like sweeping change or the government's going to that's not how it works. You're in election year. People will promise you a million things and deliver almost none of it just to get elected. It happens in the trenches.
It does. It really, really does. And I think, and it's not been a bad challenge, but the challenge is oftentimes, and you and I talk about it a good bit, is how do we push back against or protect the work, because there is a comfort level where people already are.
Yeah.
And we want it to look and be different. I have a group who approached me who are all high school students to talk about some of the things you're talking about in terms of what's happening in our community, what they're seeing inside of their schools. They've linked it to politics. And so we're having meetings, but those meetings are driven by them and their interests.
That's fantastic.
It is. It really, really is. So it is. It's coming along. October. What month are we in? September?
Yes.
October, every week on the Morris Code, it will be high school students.
Okay, that's fantastic. I love that. The Morris Code, by the way, Nick, I don't know if you know this. It's on Wednesday nights at 5 o'clock, but it is number 7 in podcast downloads of our entire company.
I'm not surprised.
No, I mean, all of our markets.
Really? Well, I'm surprised. I'm surprised.
You're top 10. Looky there.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good.
Because my goal was to not get fired.
No. I mean, listen.
I have those same goals.
Yeah. Do you?
Always.
Right. That was it.
No, I'm saying.
And to not curse.
Out of Bloomington, Danville, Decatur, Champaign, Springfield, Lafayette, out of all of those markets, with, you know, all of the radio stations and digital companies that we have, you're number 7.
You know why?
Do I know why?
Yeah.
Because that's what the math says.
No.
That's why.
No.
It means you have more than number 8. That's why.
It's such a random question. No, but I'm going to tell you why I think that.
Okay, go for it.
So that's good. Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's great.
All right, good. So, Nick, it sounds
first of all, you're
not getting fired.
No. I mean, you're a weekly show,
yes,
which means that you're up against other podcasts that are like every day or whatever. So, no, it's really good.
So, yeah, your way of saying, do you know why, was so ambiguous. I couldn't tell if it was rhetorical or if you wanted his answer. It was very ambiguous.
My answer was simple. You have 200 more than 9th.
I'm going to tell you another thing. This is super. I'm being super random this morning. It's because I haven't been in like 3 or 4 weeks. Because here is why I think that is.
Mm-hmm.
Is because when we started that, you gave us autonomy. And you didn't expect anything from us other than to be who we really, really were.
Right.
Yes.
But to me, that's the most honest way to do something or present something, is to be who you are. I always look... through the lens of history, you know, I started so blind in this business and didn't really have any help, buddy with a roadmap.
Yeah.
And I had to sort of look around the room, the dark room, looking for the light switch for, you know, a long time. And so the only thing I feel like I can offer at this stage in my career is not tell you what to do, but give you good advice about how to make yourself just be you.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's authentic. And that I think people can smell out a mile away today way more than they did back in the day. And the people are just always outraged about whatever manufactured outrage, all that stuff might drive numbers and listeners, but I'm not in it for that. I'm in it for you being you, because that's who I fell in love with as a person, and who I believe in the work you're doing was, you know, that more than anything was you being mean you.
But so, and this is not a equity conversation, even though if you look at now Decatur, there is a section on equity on there.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen. It is not the norm for folks to say, go be you and do what it is you do, and I'll support you in that. And so when people allow us, including our students, and that's what the Institute tries to do,
sure,
to be authentically who we are, then we have outcomes and we have the ability to create results that hopefully are good and impactful. Oh, but you are not the norm, my friend.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do.
What I do know is that there's still a lot of naysayers out there, and that's okay.
It is.
But what you do is you don't argue with those people on Facebook. You just get to doing what you do and making a difference. And you do that every single day in our community. I'm thrilled to have you back.
Thanks.
But I hope you got recharged.
I did. I'm ready to kick some.
Yeah, do it.
Take names. Yeah.
All right. Number 7, Company Wide, the Morris Code. You can listen to it live this Wednesday at 5. And you can always podcast it at nowdecatur.com. We're going to take a break. We get back here. $200 to an early winner for the Duck Derby, Dr. Juanita Morris. We'll be back with more after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. A Starbucks espresso drink sold in stores in 7 states, including Illinois, is being recalled over possible contamination with a foreign material. The Food and Drug Administration says 15-ounce bottles of the Starbucks Vanilla Espresso Triple Shot drink may contain metal fragments. 221 cases are being recalled. As we enter fall, the Illinois Department of Agriculture and Labor remind farm workers to stay safe, especially during the harvest season. The governor has proclaimed this week Farm Safety and Health Week with the theme Protecting Agriculture's Future. Go to nowdecatur.com for more.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.